Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Colts Cast. It's Jamal Lawrence. I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast. Hey, the Colts have various holes to fill in this upcoming draft. Trading up has never been in Chris Ballard's philosophy. But what if this is the year? What if he puts all of his eggs in one basket? He gets aggressive, goes after someone that, you know, they're in love with, someone that's going to elevate this offense. And accelerate Anthony Richardson's development. Am I right, Jamal?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to have somebody like that. We don't need any more. We don't need any more depth. We just need a playmaker. We need a playmaker that can step out there and elevate this team. And we may have one in our pocket today. We'll talk about it.
I like depth too, but an elite playmaker, like you said, that can make an impact day one. You know, this guy is probably not going to be there at 15. You know, this elite playmaker. So, This time around, this episode, we're going to mock up a trade. We're dealing with the Chicago Bears for the 9th overall pick to move up 6 spots. A target, you know, it's only 6 spots. What do we have to give up to move up 6 spots? You know, I think GM Ryan Poles wants to stockpile more picks, you know? They gave up a bit for Monte Sweat. They gave up a bit for Keenan Allen. They're kind of dry this year around. Maybe they're willing to trade out of it. You know, they have DJ Moore, they have Keenan Allen. Maybe they don't want to draft a wide receiver. I think they kind of, most mocks I've seen have them taking Odunze or Neighbors at 9, you know, after taking Caleb Williams. But you know, in this scenario, the Indianapolis Colts, they're going to trade their 15th overall pick, a 2024 fifth round pick, and a 2025 second round pick to move up to select Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze. Jamal, how do you feel about this possibility?
I think that's fair in my books. I like that a lot. You know, getting rid of that 15 spot, you said the fifth round spot, and the second round in 2025 is what you said. Is that correct?
Yeah. Is that too much? You know,
My humble opinion for somebody that's gonna again come into this franchise and elevate it to where it needs to be, I don't think so. His comps, I've even read some things, and you know, again, I'm not the don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the one saying this, but some people were saying that some of his comps are better than Marvin Harrison Jr. Am I willing to trade to get rid of some of those picks to get someone like that? Yeah, absolutely. Without question. So I don't think that's too much at all, in my humble opinion.
It's like these three receivers, Malik Neighbors, Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, they're like the big three.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you grab one, like you are Gucci. They're like a legendary Pokemon or something. I don't know. That's how I'm looking at it. But you know, I'm not certain Chris Ballard is even considering this. Because you know, we talked about last week that Malik Neighbors, you know, had a little visit, but I saw a list of players that, you know, they had visit as well. But then you think about it, like they've drafted some players as well that never even got visits. So it makes me think they're just wanting to do homework on them. They need more information. Hey, let's have you in for in-house visit. Cause I want to say like Quinn Nelson, he never had an in-house visit, but they were doing top 30 visits for other people. But Rome Odunze, I don't know, man. Like his release off the line, it's like a work of art. He's able to manipulate the defender within a second the ball is being snapped. I think that's a rare ability. And he fits the Ballard eye test. Big, strong, athletic, really strong hands, versatile in terms of alignment, can be put anywhere. And he's a great route runner. It's not a one trick pony. You know, he's not just going, oh, let me go run a go route. No, he's got some spice to his game, and it ain't no 50-50 ball when it comes to Odunze. It's like an 80-20 ball. He's a dog. So I know Michael Penix Jr. sometimes will just say, fuck it. Rome Odunze is down there somewhere. And he would catch it. You know, he's able to track the ball really well. I want to talk about that. You know, along with his body control to make these difficult catches, these catches that a lot of wide receivers can't make. I think that's one of his most dominating talents. And you talk about, you know, the production's already there. Roman Dunze, I believe, led all wide receivers in FBS in receiving yards. I think over 1,600 receiving yards.
Which is crazy to think about. I mean, that's nuts. Off of 92 catches at that, that's ridiculous.
He was getting fed the ball a lot and often, and for good reason, averaging almost 18 yards per reception. You know, he was the go-to guy. And, you know, Michael Pittman right now is our go-to guy, but, you know, there's always discussion around the Colts fan base. Is he a wide receiver one? Well, I can tell you right now, on paper, Roma Dunze looks and feels the part to be a wide receiver one. He's that guy that, you know, come third down, come fourth and three, you know who's getting the ball. You really do. Third and long, you know who the ball is going to. It's going to Odunze. That's at least how it was in one of the most prolific passing offenses in the country in college football. That's how it was when Michael Penix was throwing to him. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about translating to the NFL, he's got a lot of good traits, and you know, you can be nitpicky with these top three picks with Neighbors, Harrison, and Odunze. You know, they're not the perfect specimen, but the pros outweigh the cons in many, many ways. So, Jamal, what do you think? That this is the guy, right? I mean, say this every talk about these big three. One of the guys, right?
Yeah, he's absolutely one of the guys. And again, like you said, if we have an opportunity to actually get in position to snag someone like him up, you can't not put all your eggs in one basket and go for it. Because again, the production value is there. I mean, we saw it in 2022, phenomenal number, 75 receptions, 1,145 yards. In the 2023, it only increased, 92 receptions, 1,600 yards, like you already said. Production is there. This is somebody, and I read an article earlier today too. I wish I could give a shout out to whoever wrote it, but I can't remember. But they were even comparing them to Michael Pittman Jr. 2.0, but with a higher ceiling. So again, going back to what you just said of that definitive wide receiver one, that missing link that the Colts really need right now is right there, and that will solidify this offense without question. That solidifies the offense. Guess what Ballard can do for a majority of the rest of the draft? He can focus on the defense. He can do what he needs to do. And, oh, yeah, maybe with some of that cap space, figure out to get a vet on the defense side of the ball as well. Something else can happen on there if you have to give up some of this capital to get someone like Odunze. So I, without question, if I'm Ballard, I'm at least going to be watching how these picks are going one by one. And then I'm going to pull the trigger.
At least pick out the phone, bro.
Exactly. Because worst case, the Bears are going to say is no. And then guess what? You back to where you are. So you can't. And again, I know there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, but there's just zero reason at all why Ballard and company don't try to make this leap for someone like that who will solidify this offense and just finally make it whole. We have pieces coming back at the tight end spot. So I'm not worried about that. Mm. But just that one core piece we're missing is somebody who can average 17 yards a reception, 15 yards a reception, go big or go home, get us 13, 14, 15 touchdowns in a season and have the other cast around him help out as well. That's what Odunze brings to the team that some of these later picks won't have. Like you mentioned, that top three. Why not get yourself a big three player and elevate the team, elevate the AFC South, and finally show that You're in it to win it at this point. You got to be.
Yeah. Like you said, you know, we're probably okay at the tight end position. Now, I know a lot of fans of Brock Bowers, you know, he would definitely elevate our offense as well. Sure. But we're talking about a wideout who, you know, you talk about touchdowns, red zone threat, downfield threat, run blocker. Like, we have some phenomenal run blocking going on, and that's key to our game with Richardson and Taylor. Mm-hmm. So he is a complete prospect. Roma Dunze, I will take any of those top three receivers. You know, Chris Ballard, if you can hear me, make this trade up. Just
make it happen. Could you imagine? All right, so we already have MPJ 6'4", 223. Then you get Rome, who is what, 6'3", 215? Yeah. I mean, come on. Those are two statues walking on both sides of the ball. It can go anywhere from there. How could you not want, again, Ballard, if you're listening, How could you not want that size? How could you not want the tenacity this guy brings to the team and showing that he can do it with an explosive quarterback? We got a quarterback who can throw the ball crazy far, who has the cannon, who wants to develop and get better. Give him somebody who can help elevate him.
Yeah. This will only help Richardson out. You know, you get your new chess piece on offense that makes this offense just that much more bit lethal. And I already think it's underrated. When we have all of our healthy pieces in place, you know, like I said, this guy's the complete package. It's astonishing that he's going to be the third wide receiver off the board. The big three, that tier, they are in that elite tier. Like it's different. But this is how you make Colts fans happy. And I guess it won't please everyone, but you know, on draft night, if we see the Colts just made a trade up, I mean, those next 5 minutes are just going to be crazy. Like, who are we trading up for? Wow, Chris Ballard actually did that. He stepped outside of his comfort zone. I know this isn't, you know, not everybody wants to trade up, but I don't know. It might do some wonders for this fan base, for this team in the future. So, I, you know, want to make Colts fans happy? Do you want to make your second-year offensive-minded head coach happy? Do you want to make your quarterback who's coming, you know, from a season and an injury into a second year happy? You trade up and you grab us the next Devontae Adams. That's what I'm saying. You know? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I said it, Devontae Adams. That's my comp right there, boy. Devontae Adams. Mm. Read it. Mm. And it's scary to say because if we don't get him, somebody else is going to get him.
Yep.
But, you know, we can fight fire with fire if we need to, because we're going to have a lockdown corner at some point. So, you know, we're going to be all right. But
absolutely.
Roman Dunze to the Colts. I can see it. I see a narrow way through. It's possible.
Let's make it happen. It's just that easy. Just make it happen.
It's just make it happen. Easy.
Hey, if you want to keep your job, make it happen. Let's do it.
Hey, that's all I got, Jamal.
That's it for me, man.
Yeah.
Playoffs. Yeah.
Playoffs. I mean,
that's what it's about.
Hey, that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.
Take it easy.